Gentlemen, you should have that in front of you. Diane and Abdallah, if we're going to go for a mission, we're actually going to finish the first parak today. So, besides the historic nature of Gavri's initial
Govcast,
I was very careful about that, now recorded for all posterity, we're also going to finish the first parak today, which is pretty cool. So the Mishnah says as follows, the Mishnah of Zion and Madala, says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nigmar Dino, Ubarach, Ubalef may also best, then a person has his judgment rendered, and he is found guilty, and he's supposed to get punished. And then he leaves, he escapes, and comes back to the same Bezdin. Ain Sotrinatina. We do not contradict, in this case, we do not revisit the Din Torah. He was found guilty, you leave, you come back, sorry, you're still guilty, nothing changes. Come back, Mishyam Dishnayim. V'yamum Eden Abish Ploni, Shenig Radin Bebezdin Shal Ploni, you Ploni. Shenig Bebezdin Shal Ploni, the Ploni, you Ploni, Adav, Hareze Yeherag. If two people walk into court and they say, regarding no one in this table, God forbid. But if Reuven was found guilty in another court in the Besdin in Columbus, and the two Edim were David Bentor and Nathan Weider, and that's what they say, and then they come in, then the person can get killed based on that testimony. Sanhedrin Ohagis Baaretz, Ubuchot Flaaretz. Sanhedrin functions in both Israel and outside of Israel. Now there's a very interesting and often well-known phrase of the Mishnah. Even though we have all these rules about being people put to death, it's a striking phenomenon. We rarely did it. Says the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Nehoreges Echad b'Shavua Nikra Chovlanit. A Bezdin that kills once every not week. Shavua means literally week. Doesn't mean once a week. Once every 7 years was a destructive Bezdin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Echad l'Shivim Shana. Any Bezdin that killed someone once every 70 years. That's not too. That's pretty infrequent. Was a killing Bezdin, like a destructive Bezdin. It means like it's on the books. Capital punishment on the books, but it was rarely actually enforced. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim, Idu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva went so far as to say, if we were on the Sanhedrin, Lo Nerak Adami Olam, no one would ever be killed. We'd find ways to always make sure that no one was given the death penalty. Pshim Gamliel Lomer, Afhein Marbin Shofchei Dam B'Yisrael. Pshim Gamliel says, if you do that, you're increasing murderers. The whole point is it's a deterrent because we know the possibility could exist. If people know that it could never really happen, then you're going to increase murder. It's an interesting tension that you have there. On the one hand, the recognition that enforcing the death penalty is fairly severe, and if someone is ultimately innocent, not sort of a thing you can say, oops, sorry, that was a real mistake there, should have really changed that. Can't do it. So there's a great hesitancy to actually put people to death, particularly because we believe that God has an accounting system anyway. But if we say that it's never going to happen, that obviously removes the deterrent that the penalties exist, and that would increase murder. That's an interesting juxtaposition, right? Never killed, he would never kill anyone. Shimon Gamliel says, well, that's too much. But a Bezdin that kills more than once every 70 years is a killing Bezdin. See that tension? Excellent. So the Gemara said this follows. Now, says the Gemara, if they also Bezdin, who deign Sosrin? The implication of the Mishnah was you only don't review or reverse the case in front of the same Bezdin. Implication being, Havafne Bezdin Acher, if I went to another Bezdin, so I was found guilty in this Bezdin in Cleveland, so I ran to Detroit, and I tried to reopen my case, it seems like I could. Did not the Seifa say, Hatani Seifa, Kamakam Shiyam Dushnayim, Yomram Inono Ish Ploni, Shenigmar Dino Bebethan Ploni, Uploni Uploni, Edev Harezin Neharag. Didn't the next part of the Mishnah say that if two people walk into court and say that someone is found guilty in another court, we kill them, we don't reopen the case? So what does this mean, that you reopen the case? Rabbi Elokasha, Khan Be'eretz Yisrael, Khan B'chutz La'aretz. It all depends where we're coming to. What does that mean? Tanya, Yehuda ben Dustoy Omer, Mishum Ibshimim ben Shetach, Barach Me'eretz L'chutz La'aretz, Ein Sotin Etino. A person was found guilty in Yerushalayim. He gets on the next plane, he skips town, winds up, lands in Cleveland, says, I want to reopen my case. We say, no, you already found guilty. Doesn't get changed. However, Bichutz Laretz Laretz, if he does the reverse, he runs to Israel, so to Netino, if Neitz Achusa Shal Eretz Yisrael. We don't automatically overturn it, but the merit of Eretz Yisrael gives it at least a second look. And we'll look at it again, and if you can find new testimony to exonerate him, we would exonerate him. Sanhedrin Oheges, Sanhedrin functions both in Aretz and in Chutz Laretz. How do I know that? Menahani Mili, the Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned, V'hayu Eile Lachem L'chukat Mishpat L'doro. Thank you, Lidora Taken, for all time. It is forever. Why does it talk about Shoftim Vishotrim? Pasuk. What does that mean? ובחוץ לארץ אתה משה בכל פלח ופלח ואי אתה משה בכל עיר ועיר. We say there is a distinction. If we know that it exists in all time, why do we focus on the fact that you should have in your sharach, on your gates in Israel? What's the idea? So there's a distinction. In chutz lareitz, they are by region. They are regional bate din, but they're not necessarily bate din. There's not many courts, rabbinical courts in every city. In Eretz Yisrael, there's supposed to be both regional bate din and bate din in each city. Then we talked about this idea, Sanhedrin Haregas, Ibailahu. Achas l'shivim shana nikras chavlanit, odil ma'urach arahu, teka. When the first Beis Din talked about, the first line of the Mishnah said, one every 70 was a destructive Beis Din. And he said, once every 70. Is it the same rule, or is it just a manner of speaking? So the Gemara said, teka, it's not really clear from the Mishnah what it meant, but we do interpret to mean that they obviously killed very infrequently. Finally, bringing it home in a truncated, short version today, to make sure everyone can be there before they go on to their festivities, be it Friendship Circle Hanukkah parties or personal Hanukkah parties or anything else, or the famous Gavcast. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Amrim Ilu Hayinu, they said that if we would have been there, then no one would have been killed. How would they have done that? What would have changed? So the Gemara says, Hei Kiavi Avdi, what would they have said? What would they have done to prevent people from being killed? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Adamer Tavayu, the two of them say, Re'itim Trefa Harek Shalim Harek. If a person gets killed, so he was stabbed. So the question is, well, did you know he was healthy? Maybe he had a terminal illness. Maybe you killed the person who was going to be dying anyway. How do you know? Now, obviously, Adam can't know that. When a person's about to be killed, they don't say, oh, hold everything. Can you call up your medical records, please? I'd like to know what your last check was. Let's take you to the doctor. And so, like, obviously, that's impossible. So that's their way of saying, because if it turns out that the individual who is the victim turned out to have been someone who was dying anyway, the punishment is somewhat different. He was the Gemara says, "Amar Ravashi, im tim shalom er shalim have, dibba makam sayef nekef have." He said, "What about even if he turns out that he wasn't necessarily terminally ill for some other reason? Maybe that place where you stabbed him, did you check to make sure there wasn't a hole in his body anyway? It seems like a little bit extreme." One second, Rav Noah Wolfson, seemed a little extreme. The point being, they would try to examine any possible idea to say that maybe the person really didn't kill. Maybe it wasn't the action of the murderer that killed him, even though we all saw that's what happened. They try to find a way around it. Rabbi Wolfson has a question.
I thought that every single second of life is like a miracle.
So it is precious. It is true. But the halacha for killing a terminally ill person, you're not allowed to do it, but it's not the same severity. You're not allowed to do it. I can't walk around and do euthanasia. I can't walk around and seeing people, oh, you're dying anyway, sure. I can't do that. That I cannot do. For those who did not see on the recording, that was a gunshot gesture. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Obviously you can't do that, but the nature of the punishment is different. Master Moshe Schachter. They have no way of knowing. Moshe, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. The whole point is that they would try to come up with interesting, dare I say, spurious excuses to say, well, maybe really weren't as guilty as we thought it was because of the following. Try to mitigating circumstances. So the Gemara says, okay, you can't really pull that off all the time. Have you balls the erva, hechi avi avdi? What would they have done in a situation where a person was committing adultery, which could be potentially punishable by death? So abayva rava damer tavayri isem kimachol b'shavo feret. Did you actually see the cohabitation? You actually saw the couple being together? Did you literally see it? There's a euphemism there. Did you actually see the sex act? So the Gemara says, now obviously we don't expect Adam to see that. Really, Adam are not going to be in the room watching the adultery as it happened. That's obviously never going to happen. So now, but that's not true. We don't say that you need to see that. So the Gemara says, V'rabbanan hechi dainu. So how do the Rabbanan actually judge these cases? We don't do that. We don't go that far. So the Gemara says, Kishmol, Damar Shmol, B'manafim, Mishiyir K'manafim. When people are engaged in adulterous relationship, we do not have to see the actual act of being together. The mere fact that they have conducted themselves in that manner, that they, you know, we could see close enough, we don't have to see the exact act of, you know, if you see them going to the room, or you even see them being physically together, you don't have to see the actual act of penetration. That obviously is something that is pretty difficult to see. Nonetheless, you're going to be chayv. And again, we see this interesting tension. On the one hand, we're trying to be reasonable, figuring it out. We're trying to make sure people are not killed unduly. That's sort of the tension that exists. And that we have finished, gentlemen, esteemed members of this year, the first parak in Makkah. We do have a mezuzah, so let's...
I didn't have bread. What do we have?